Everybody. Oh, come. Oh, come. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us Christ the Lord. I see some of you singing and you're just, oh, come, let us. You're really singing it. I see some of you sort of sliding it out of the side of your mouth like, oh, come, let us. I want you to sing it from the innermost being of your soul. How many love Jesus today with all of your heart? Lift your hands high and come on, amen. I want you to sing. See, you're not singing to me. I've had people ask me, how do you sing before 2 million people? Or how do you sing before an international audience on TBN and stuff like that? And I simply tell them, no problem whatsoever, because I'm not singing to them, I'm singing to Him, amen. I'm not here for me, I'm here for Him. Come on, amen. So I want you to sing it from the bottom of your heart. Let it ring. Come on. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Rise. Sing it again. La 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 ba sai. Oh, come, adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let adore Him. Cry alone, and I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Hallelujah! For your name. To be praised, I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises, praises to your name, hallelujah, for your name. Sing it one more time, raise the key. I sing praises to your name. Praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name, and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly praised. For your name is great. Come on, one more time. For your name is great. Hallelujah, one more time. For your to be praised. Just remain standing. Play that song number 6, if you will. Come on, keep standing. You're going to help me sing. Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. All across this land, there's an army man whose captain is the Lord. We have counted the cost, winning the loss. God's power is our source. Where Satan has control, we're taking back souls. Minds are being set free. Mountain up with our armor on, going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say, strongholds are coming. I want to hear you say, strongholds are coming down. The words of strongholds are coming down. Never seen anybody sing without opening your mouth. So when I get to that part, I want to hear you shout it out. Sing it. Let it ring. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Shout, yeah! Hey, strongholds are coming. Yeah. Ah, well, the Holy Ghost is going to rock this place from the ceiling to the floor. Those that have been in bondage ain't gonna be that way no more. Link by link, chains are falling off. God's children are being set free. Come on now. I'm mounting up with my armor on, going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say, I want to hear you say, hey, hear it now. By the word of his power, I said, God's children will prevail. We're gonna storm the gates of hell. I got a sword. Blood. Yeah. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are free in the name of Jesus. How many believe that? We are overcomers. Yeah, yeah.
Strongholds are coming down. Strongholds are coming down.
Sing it with me now.
Strongholds are coming down.
I wanna hear you say.
Strongholds are coming down.
Yeah, hear it now. By the word of his power.
Strongholds are coming down.
I said God's children will prevail. We're gonna storm the gates of hell. I got a sword. The blood. Yeah, got a sword. The blood. Sword. The blood. Say it. Say it again. Down. Yeah. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you as you are. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm so glad to be with you this morning, to be with your good pastor. Love and appreciate Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe. Come on, let them know how much you love and appreciate them. Amen. It's a thrill, as always, to be with you. I always enjoy coming to this church greatly. Because you're an anointed church, a church of God that's full of his spirit, full of his power, full of his glory. And it's exciting to be with you today. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to a verse of scripture. I'm going to read something to you this morning that I trust will encourage you, overwhelm you, because good people sometimes have trouble. Great people sometimes have trouble. No greater than there was the psalmist David. Come on, amen. He was a great man, but he had flaws. And he reads or gives to us a particular psalm, and I'm going to read it to you this morning, of when he was fleeing from Absalom. He had been a horrible father, had been a terrible example, but now he is, ladies and gentlemen, he is fleeing from his own son who wants to kill him and take his life from him and take his kingdom. Today I want to talk to you about the subject of having victory, finding the four keys to your victory. Amen. How many believe God can give us victory this morning? Amen. How many want the victory this morning? Amen. The Bible tells us, ladies and gentlemen, that the victory that we possess is Jesus. Because Jesus is the name of faith. When you have faith, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And faith's name is Jesus. And whenever you have his name applied to your soul completely and with all of your heart, ladies and gentlemen, you have the victory. Amen. So it's such, again, I'll tell you, a thrill to be with you in preaching this message this morning. Lord, bless this word. Touch and anoint this word. Use it for thine honor and for thy glory. For we shall not ever fail to praise you in the name of Jesus. Now, David is fleeing from his son Absalom, and the Bible begins by saying, Lord, David expressing himself, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many are there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. How many have ever been in that place? How many have ever been in that place? Have ever felt like the enemy is being paraded before you? You're defeated. You're down and out. You have nowhere to turn, no way to place to go. You're in trouble. You're starving spiritually within your soul. And you're looking for a way out. Now, David is crossing the River Jordan, going up the Mount of Olives, taking as many people with him as he can. Behind him is Absalom, who has all the nation of Israel chasing after him. And he comes out by saying, Lord, how are they increased that come against me? There's a story here within a story. There's a guy named Ahithophel. Have any of you ever heard of Ahithophel? Ahithophel, ladies and gentlemen, was a tremendous counselor who turned his back on David. Did not want to be with David anymore, decided to go with Absalom. He decided to go with Absalom because there was bitterness in his heart against David. The reason why that bitterness was there, because he was the grandfather of Bathsheba. The grandfather of Bathsheba. And David had an affair with her, had actually killed her husband. I mean, that's a good reason to be bitter, amen. He didn't like him, didn't care for him, and wanted to see him in great demise. Ladies and gentlemen, bitterness will kill you. Say that again. Bitterness will kill you. If you don't get it out of you, if you don't get it away from you, bitterness will kill you. Why? Because when Ahithophel came to Absalom and gave him godly counsel, Absalom did not take it. Why? Because he was stupid. You ever met anybody stupid? Amen. I'm talking about somebody stupid. His name is Absalom. He didn't listen to the godly counsel of Ahithophel. Turned from it and actually listened to the counsel of a spy that David had sent into Absalom's camp. He listened to that counsel and turned against Ahithophel. Ahithophel was so hurt by this that he left the camp of Absalom, went home, put all of his things together, got his donkey, went home, put all his things together, and then hung himself. It cost him his life. I was in Kentucky preaching a meeting. Pastor came to me and he said, are you going to have a healing service tonight? I said, yes. I want you to pray for my cousin because she is dying of cancer. I said, great. We'll do that. Once I get to that point of great anointing, I will pray for her. I will pray for her. I got to that point, called her up. I said, sister, God's going to heal you. I laid my hands on her, and it was like laying my hands on that plexiglass. I thought maybe it was the word cancer. I thought maybe she was frightened and fearful. No, she wasn't. I asked the pastor after the service, why was she that way? He said, simply because her husband left her for another woman. The kids went with her husband, and they were in dire straits, and she had become very bitter. I went back the next year, preached to the guy, and I said, what about your cousin? How is your cousin doing? Oh, he said, I buried her yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Put bitterness under the blood. Put bitterness under the blood. If you believe that, clap your hands and shout amen. Do not let bitterness rise up within you as it did for Ahithophel. But rather, do as David did to find victory in all the situations you're facing. For instance, here I am down and out. Here I am defeated. Seems like the whole world is against me. Then all of a sudden, in the next verse, that third verse, David said, but thou, oh hallelujah. I'm going to read it. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. Somebody say that with me. But you, turn around and look at somebody and say that to them. Now, I watched you. I saw how you did it. You sort of looked at them and went, but you, O Lord, you're a shield for me. I don't want you to do that. I want you to look at them straight in the eye and declare before God and before the person you're talking to that the Lord is a shield for you. Come on, do it one more time. The
Lord is a shield.
One more time.
The Lord is a shield.
What does that mean? Come up here, my brother. Help me preach my sermon. Oops. Shield. Stand in front of me, my friend. But thou, O Lord, are you listening to what I'm saying? There are times I'm down. There are times I'm being defeated. There are times I'm being overwhelmed with life. But when you get to that position and you're in that situation, realize and understand you're standing behind a shield. There's not going to be anything to conquer you. There's not going to be anything to defeat you. There's not going to be anything that'll come against you in any way, shape, or form, because he is your shield. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see, David, in the midst of his turmoil, in the midst of his trial, in the midst of his situation, his own son is chasing after him to kill him. He had to realize and understand, and it finally broke through. There are times it has to break through. There are times when you get so low you can't reach up and touch a snake's belly. Come on, amen. I saw some of you when you came in the service this morning, bottom lip out like a back porch. Now, that's an old Georgia expression. Some of you are looking at me like, what? Back porch. I can look at you, and I've been in congregations all my life. I can see by the look on your face, some of you got that bottom look, you know, that bottom lip out like a back porch. You feel so defeated. In fact, when you came through the door, you were saying, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. That's the way David was. He was giving up on it. There is no help. There is no hope. Many are telling him, there's no help for me in the Lord. But suddenly, oh, hallelujah. Oh, dear God, let that suddenly break through today on somebody's life. Let that suddenly come through to your mind and your spirit and your soul. But thou, O Lord, he's a good shield, isn't he? Are a shield for me. That means everywhere I go, on my job, wherever I face anybody, come on, amen. Whenever I have turmoil or when the enemy comes at me like a flood, oh, hallelujah, the Spirit will lift a standard up against it. He'll give me a shield. And I'll say, sick him, Holy Spirit, amen. Sick him, Holy Ghost. He is the health of my countenance. He is the glory and the lifter up of my head. Smile at me. Some of you haven't smiled since I've been here. Come on, amen. Turn around and smile. Thank you, my brother. Turn around and smile at that person standing by you or sitting by you. Turn around and smile at that person by you right now. Come on, amen. Some of you look like your mother-in-law came to live with the rest of your life. Come on, smile at me and realize and understand he, like my brother here, he is your shield. You are an overcomer. He is the glory and the lifter up of my head. Oh, hallelujah. He said, then I cried unto the Lord. What did that mean? In sincere prayer, he began to seek God. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't go into the presence of God and say, God, my name is Jimmy. I'll take all your gimme and rush on out the door. Amen. He will not hear a prayer like that. But when the prayer is prayed in deep sincerity, when the prayer, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. How many know God will heal you when you pray? Broken, contrite spirit, no man. He will never cast any man out that has a broken and contrite spirit. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Come on, amen. That's the key to it all. He, in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that trial, when he knows the whole nation of Israel is coming at him and his son is leading them to kill him, in the midst of that, oh, I cried unto the Lord. Have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. And he heard me. I like that. Yeah. How many knows God will heal you? God will touch you. God will save you. You know all of that, but aren't you glad for one glorious thing? He will hear you when you call upon his name. He knows my name. Oh, hallelujah. He knows my name. How many are thankful today because he knows your name? Lift up your hand high and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He knows your name. Cried unto the Lord. Heard me out of his holy hill. Oh, hallelujah. And then thirdly, he slept. He laid down and took some rest. You know what some people need, Pastor Joe? They just need a good night's sleep. Say that again. Stop worry. Have a good night's sleep. Some of you guys need to take a nap. Not now. Maybe later, but not now. Amen. You know, sometimes married couples fuss on the way to church because they didn't sleep good. Because they worried about this and they worried about that. And all the way to church, they're going, ha, 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 ha. Then they come through the door, hallelujah. God can't penetrate. Hallelujah. Are you listening? He cannot penetrate unless you have a sanctified soul that's pure in his presence and in his power and in his glory. And knowing that God will supply all of your needs according to your riches, his riches in glory. Knowing and understanding that we are more than conquerors who loved us, gave himself for us. Have you ever heard the story? Prize fighters fighting. What does that mean? I'm more than a conqueror. Everybody say that with me right now. I'm more. I am. One more time. I am. What does that mean? What? How can you be more than a conqueror? They're going to play football over there today. Well, soccer. Amen. But anyway, they're going to play soccer, football over there today. One team will outpoint the other team. They will conquer them. How do you more than conquer them? You go in the clubhouse, bring them out, and beat them up and all of that kind. Is that the way you more than? Two prize fighters fighting one another. They're going tooth and toenail. I mean, they are blooding noses, busting ribs, all these wonderful things. But finally, one outpoints the other. He gets a prize of $30 million. He's a conqueror. He has conquered the other brother. He's beat the other foe. He gets a check for $30 million. He takes that check home and gives it to his wife. She's more than a conqueror. You know why? You know why she's more than a conqueror? She never took one blow. There was no blood. There was no broken ribs. Nothing. What are you trying to say, Brother Brock? Because you... Oh, I'm about to shout. I'm feeling happy in my soul today. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Simply because the fact that she didn't walk into that ring, her husband did. And he did all of that, and he got the money. What does that mean, Brother Brock? I didn't walk up Golgotha's hill. I didn't lay my hands on a cross. My feet were not nailed to a cross. I didn't go through scourging. There was a Christ that did that for me. There was a Savior that did that for me. Come on, amen. There was a Lord that I can rejoice in and a Lord that I can praise in that did it all for me. And he took it, got the eternal life, the keys of death and hell in his pocket, brought them home, gave them to me and said, I'm a conqueror. I have overcome the world. But I got news for you. You are more than a conqueror. You have never seen death. I saw it for you. Now you've got the keys of death, hell, and the grave in your hand. You can rejoice in that. Amen. David cried, recognized his understanding of God. David laid down, rested, so he had the strength to stand against the foe that came against him. And then lastly is the last verse. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Oh, if I could get that across to you. I want you to say that with me.
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
Who does it belong to?
The Lord.
Does it belong to you?
No.
Who does it belong to?
The Lord.
What does that mean? You got to give it all to Him.
Yes.
You cannot hold on to it. You got to give it all to Him in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say it again. Salvation belongs to the Lord. About 10 years ago, I had a heart attack. I had a heart attack. I died on the table. You're looking at a dead man that came back to life. I'm not a ghost, by the way. But I came back to life. They had to hit me with the paddles 3 times to bring me back to life, but they finally did. I was in a Benny Hinn conference in California, in Los Angeles, and I sang on a Thursday night, felt a tinge of pain, but I didn't think anything about it. Next night, sang again, tinge of pain, didn't think anything about it. Then there was a movie producer that wanted me to come to Hollywood because he wanted to make me into an actor. I felt the same way. I do not want to be an actor. I'm not called to be an actor. I'm called to be a servant of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But I went down and talked to that. I left Anaheim, went down to Hollywood at 9 o'clock in the morning. I talked with him all that day. Talked to that dummy all day long. Amen. Talked to that dummy all day long. Went home. I was staying in Palm Springs at the time. I drove home. Me and Pat were there. Drove home. Got home about 9 o'clock, got up the next morning at 7 o'clock, drove 2 hours to Riverside, California, preached 2 sermons. Second sermon, I prayed for 500 people. And all the time, I was having a heart attack and didn't realize it. I stood in the bathroom of the pastor's lounge, and I could feel like this lung was changing places with this lung. But then I got to feeling better. I preached that second sermon. Prayed for 500 people. Pastor told me later there were great miracles. I wish the Lord had given me a miracle that day. Amen. But anyway, I got back in my car, drove 2 hours back to Palm Springs from Riverside. About 4 o'clock, I got out of the car. My wife looked at me and said, "You don't look good." Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been married more than 40 years. She said to me, "You don't look good," more times than one. Come on, amen. And she looked at me that day and said, "You don't look good." I said, "I don't feel good." So I went on in the house. I was going to take a shower, lay down a little bit, rest a little bit. I leaned over to untie my shoes. How many of you know that when you're having a heart attack, don't lean over and untie your shoes? That's what I did. And when I did, I fell on the floor with the pain. I had to do something I didn't want to do. I had to call, as you call her, Mama Brock. I called Mom, my wife. I said, "Patsy, please come in here. You better call the life squad. Something's going wrong with me." They called the life squad, and the life squad was there within 5 minutes. Why was that? Because we were in Palm Springs, and they have a lot of life squads in Palm Springs because they'll have a lot of old people in Palm Springs. So they were there within 5 minutes. They gave me a shot of morphine. I can't take morphine. I mean, it gets me higher than a South Georgia pine. Come on, amen. And I'm feeling better. I'm okay. I'm telling those guys, "Okay, guys, you can leave now if you want to. No problem. I'm in great shape." "No, Mr. Brock, we got to take you to a doctor. Got to take you to the hospital." They took me to Eisenhower Hospital in Palm Desert, which is known as one of the best cardiology hospitals in America. Now, think about that. In America. I live in Atlanta. I don't live in Palm Springs. My doctors are in Atlanta. I have no idea what hospital. And I'm laying on the slab, and the morphine's wearing off, and I'm screaming, "Oh, give me some more morphine. Give me some more morphine." And they're trying to put an IV in my arm, and all I wanted to do was get more morphine. When suddenly, as they were taking me to the cat, I heard them say, "We got to take him to the cath lab to see how many blockages he's got." That was the first time I knew I was having a heart attack. And they started me out the door, headed toward the cath lab, where they put the dye into your heart, see how many blockages you have. I didn't know, "Oh, my Lord, I'm having a heart attack." As I'm on my way, the pain is there. Suddenly, I feel like I got to faint. That's the way I died. I just breathed my last breath. But I was in an emergency room when it happened. They pulled me back in, hit me with the paddles, brought me back to life. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be back alive. But every one of you have got that expression on your face. Did you see Jesus, Brother Steve? Did you see heaven? Did you see? Come on, amen. Paul, I could have said, yeah, wrote a whole book about it. Went all over the world talking about it. Yeah, I saw Jesus, amen. Lied. I'd made a whole lot of money, amen. But I didn't see nothing. Bless God, I didn't see any brimstone or fire or demons from hell or anything like that either. Oh, hallelujah. But I had been in that state, dead, for only just a few seconds, because they took me right back in, hit me with the paddles, woke me up again. Then they took me up to the cath lab. I thought I'd already been to the cath lab. And they gave me a doctor. I had no idea who the doctor was going to be. It was Dr. Matruca. Dr. Matruca was ranked in the top 100 in America for cardiology, for heart operations. And he's an Indian. He's from India. And he was walking around my table. He was going, you're in bad shape, Mr. Brock, but we're going to fix you up. And by that time, they'd give me some more morphine. And I was going, hey, doc, whatever you want to give me, I'm ready. Let me have it. My heart was bruised 40%. They took me out of that cath lab, put me in the ICCU, amen, way back there in the back. And on Thursday, my heart finally calmed down, and they were able to operate on me. And they operated a triple bypass, got the zipper to prove it. Come on, amen. And I went through that. Never will forget it, the longest day I live. That was 10 years ago, 2005, I went through that operation. Now, 2008, going up to 2012, something like that, 12, 13, something like that, 13. They asked me to come down, and they were going to recheck my bypasses. They do that because sometimes bypasses don't last. So they took me in and put the dye in my heart again. Now, I'm about to shout. You got to realize what's going on. See, while I was in the hospital, Dr. Wilson came by. Dr. Wilson came by. Now, you don't know Dr. Wilson, but I'm laying there in the hospital, chest wide open. They've operated on my heart, put it back in. It's all there. Dr. Wilson comes in on Saturday after I was operated on Thursday. He said, how you doing? And this is the beginning of the miracle. He said, how you doing, Mr. Brock? I said, well, I got a hole in my chest, but other than that, I'm fine. He went out and talked to my wife. He said, how's Steve doing on his schedule? She said, you probably don't know it, but my husband is a preacher. He said, oh, honey, I'm a graduate of Oral Roberts University. And he said, when Dr. Matruca was operating on your husband, I was standing right beside him praying in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. I had an angel standing right there beside me. Now, fast forward to 8 years later, when they've got that dye in me again to check out my bypasses, and a doctor came out. He's about 6'4". You know how small my wife is. She's 5'3". He stood way over her. He looked at her and said, it's all right to say what he said. You won't mind. Who in the hell operated on your husband? That scared my wife to death. Who operated on your husband? She said, Dr. Matruca. He's from India. He said, oh, well, I've got news for you. Your husband didn't even scar. What does that mean, Brother Brock? If you cut the flesh, it's going to scar. Hallelujah. I had the best doctor they could give me. I had the best hospital they could give me. They, oh, hallelujah, gave me an angel standing right beside me that I didn't even know about. Oh, hallelujah. And then 8 years later, when they're checking my bypasses, oh, praise God, the guy said he didn't even scar. I've got a brand new heart. Hallelujah. You know why I'm telling you all of that? I'm trying to tell you all of that because of one thing. Salvation. Come on, amen. Salvation. Salvation. I was at death's door and even went through it. But I'm standing here this morning in London, England, trying to tell everybody, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror. Who him who loved me gave himself for me. No weapon formed against me shall not prosper, because I walk in his goodness and I walk in his grace and I walk in his power. Amen. What I'm here to tell you is salvation belongs to the Lord, and you are free if you claim it. You're free if you claim it. If you claim it. That's the key. You got to claim it. David said, but thou, O Lord, a shield for me, the lifter up of my head. Smile at me. Lift up your head. Rejoice. It is not as bad as you think it may be. God is opening doors for you. Oh, lift your hands and begin to worship. Aaron, if you will, please. Karato pasatai. Tobala la masite. Baba atababa sika balalata. Rotushi kamontes. Tukima sikebe yarra patotete. Baba ropa baba ropa baba baba. Breamo comaso cobalatas. Iarite, iarite te piace. Tere me asata la lava. Do you know I see you, saith the Lord? Do you not know that I see everything about you? I know your tears. I know your prayers. And I'm here with you even now. Whatever you desire of me, saith the Lord, I will give it to you if you will open up your heart and believe in my power and believe in my promises and believe in my glory. For I am your salvation. I am your way of escape. I am your door. I am your bridge. I am everything you want me to be. If you will turn ala masse, turn ala masse kabala, look unto me. Look unto me. Adabashi, for I have never left you. He that made the ear, can he not hear? He that made the eye, can he not see? I see, I hear, and I know, saith the Lord. And my hand is upon you even now. Lift up your hands and worship me. Lift up your hands and worship me. Lift up your hands and worship me. Come on, saints. Da-da-da-da-ba-si-te-te. Kase, for you have walked in storm. You have walked to a place where you think there is no hope for me. But I come to bring you hope today, saith the Lord. I come to let you know that I'm on your side. No weapon will form and bless and bring you down. No weapon will destroy you. I will destroy your weapon. I will bring the angel of destruction down, saith the Lord. For I have opened this door. I have opened this door. Walk through it, saith the Lord of hosts. Walk through it. For I'm Amanda. For I'm speaking to you now. Whatever you need, ask. Oh, Paradigabasaya. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Stand to your feet, lift your hands and worship the Lord. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.